Residents will go to the polls this fall and find that they're no longer registered to vote. That's because the state has joined a new system to maintain accuracy of voter lists. There's not a problem with the program itself. Instead, the issue is the system is pulling information from multiple agencies, causing mistakes. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, city officials are taking steps to notify those potentially affected.
2 years ago, Wisconsin joined ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information Center, which aims to maintain the accuracy of voter lists and encourage access to voter registration by comparing data. But Milwaukee officials are finding that voters may have been flagged and their registration mistakenly made inactive. Mayor Barrett says he doesn't want to wait for residents to learn about the problem at the polls in next month's spring election.
We recognize that the right to vote is very fundamental. And if people, particularly people who have already registered, show up on election day and are denied the right to vote, that's a serious problem.
The ERIC program pulls data about voters' addresses not just from the State Election Commission, but also from the DMV, Social Security Administration, U.S. Postal Service, and other states. When the system finds people listed at a different address in two places, the record is flagged. The State Elections Commission sends a postcard, and if a period of time goes by with no reply, the person's voter registration is deactivated. Neil Albrecht of the City of Milwaukee Election Commission says that when it's working properly, the program can have great value, like increasing voter confidence and helping people register. But it has to be working properly.
We all want voter registration data that's accurate. That is certainly something that is supported by the City of Milwaukee. But as much as we don't want people sitting on the voter rolls that no longer live in the city, I think what's even more critical is we can't deactivate people who should have active voter registration records as a result of a flawed system.
Milwaukee officials say that they started seeing the flaws when voters came out for the February primary. They noticed that about 100 residents who hadn't moved found their registrations were deactivated, and they had to register all over again. The Wisconsin Election Commission doesn't know how many of the non-responses to its postcards will result in mistaken deactivations. But the City of Milwaukee estimates that about 3,000 people could be affected. The city officials say that the errors mostly came from the DMV or U.S. Post Office data. Reed Magny of the Wisconsin Elections Commission gives an example.
It turns out that some of those people might have registered a new vehicle at a different address with DMV. So they're still living where they're living, but their kid is going to college, you know, somewhere else, like in La Crosse or Eau Claire. And so they registered a car for the child there. But DMV saw that information and thought that meant the person had moved when they hadn't actually moved. So part of it was us not understanding exactly how that DMV was updating those records like that.
Magny says that the State Commission is taking steps to rectify the situation. He also says that you can find out if your registration is current on the MyVote website. It's myvote.wi.gov. Also, for the April elections, poll workers will have a special list of those who might be affected. The city is sending out its own postcards to inform voters. City of Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Neil Albrecht says he's concerned that the situation will make it harder for people who are already less likely to vote, such as those living in poverty. He says it can be tough to get them registered in the first place. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.